But let him ask in faith, nothing wavering. People learn these scriptures and they say, okay, I'm going to listen to this God that we serve. I'm going to ask him. I'm going to believe it's done. And then I'm going to the doctor Tuesday for a checkup and find out if it's done. It won't be done. I mean, it won't be done. Somebody said, well, Thurman, I just don't believe I can do it without the doctor. Well, then I don't know where your faith level is. And so you, if you have to go to the doctor, they may be able to help you and they may not. But I don't know what God's going to do in every case. Some people, he may share that faith with the doctor, but as a rule, he does not. So many times when people say, well, I've got this sickness or this disease or whatever, but I'm going to trust God. But when you see them next time, they're taking medication or they're taking treatments or they're doing everything, I'm going to tell you, they really didn't trust God. Because if you trust God, you wouldn't have went to the doctor. Now, somebody said, well, Thurman, I can't go there. Okay, if you can't, then go to the doctor. You know, because that's just where your faith is. I didn't get there overnight. That's just like whenever I fell to a platform. I have a truck that I built as a dump truck and a high lift. I designed it and built it myself. And it'll raise up about 9 feet off the ground. But I also use it to pull a gooseneck trailer with. And I got a 2-foot by 2-foot hole in the center of the bed that I put a steel plate over that just fits it. So if I'm hauling something like sand or grain or something, it won't run out. Well, I had the cover off and I'd forgot it. And I went over to Home Depot and got me about 20 sheets of sheetrock. And I was sheetrocking one of my houses, the upstairs portion. So I backed up to the porch and I raised the truck up level with the platforms to make it a whole lot easier to carry it straight in the end than it was to carry it up the stairs. And so I'm carrying 2 sheets of sheetrock at a time, carrying them, putting them in the house, leaning them against the wall. But when I get down to the last 2 sheets, I pick those up. Now, at this time, I was about 66, 65, 66 years old, 64. Yeah, before we come, it was about 64. I was about 64 years old. I mean, just a mere child. But anyway, I picked up the last 2 sheets of sheetrock, picked them up, and I took a step. And when I did, I stepped right in a 2-by-2 hole that's 9 foot straight to the ground. Now, 175 to 180 pound man, especially with 2 sheets of sheetrock, when you step in that hole and there ain't nothing there, boy, that's what you call walking by faith. And my faith didn't work right then. I went straight through that hole, and as I did, this left leg folded up behind me, and on the side where that steel was, right here, right in the middle of my shin, as it went through, it tore 3 inches of skin, an inch wide, plumb off to the bone, just cleaned it off. And as I'm falling through, I've dropped the sheets of sheetrock, and guess what's the best word in the world to scream? Jesus. That's exactly right. Jesus. Now, what's in a man's heart does what? Comes out his mouth. So I scream, Jesus. And as I fall, the sheetrock hit on the edge, and I'm falling, now 180-pound man, falling through a hole, nothing to slow me down underneath, and my arms are sticking out like this, on a 2-by-2 hole, which is going to hit me right here and right here. What do you think on a normal 180-pound man that's going to happen? What do you think is going to happen to his arms? They're going to fold up and break, right? And he's going to fall right through with 2 broke arms. But when I scream, Jesus, how quick can the king respond? Yeah. I mean, the minute I hit that deck, I felt myself do this. Now, I know any 180-pound man in good shape can just shoot himself right back out of that hole, couldn't he? I don't think so. But when I screamed Jesus, when I hit right there and I did this, it's just like something reached down and got me right there by the nape of the neck and just jerked me up, and it had to be an angel. It jerked me right back through the hole. I laid right down on the deck of that truck just in time to reach up and catch the 2 sheets of sheetrock so they didn't even fall on me. Now then, God's pretty good, isn't he? He's just pretty awesome. And so my nephew come running out when he heard me scream Jesus. He come out and said, Thurman, something wrong? And he's a little Baptist preacher. And he come running out there and I said, well, yeah, I'm okay. He said, what happened? I said, I fell through the hole. He said, you fell through the hole? How'd you get back out? I said, an angel raised me up. Well, he believed that. And he said, "Are you okay?" I said, "Well, I ain't sure. I hadn't checked myself yet." I said, "I feel okay." How many of you know that when you get cut or hurt like that, you don't feel no pain? I didn't feel nothing. And so I laid that piece of sheetrock down. I looked down. There's blood all down my left leg. I pulled my britches leg up, pulled my sock down, and there's that 3-inch long, 1-inch wide piece of skin gone plumb to the bone. I said, "Okay, Father, in the name of Jesus, I want to thank you, Lord, for stopping the blood and fixing my leg." I said, "Now, Lord, I'm asking you." Now, what do you say I could ask for?
Anything.
We need to get that, don't we? Yeah. So I said, "Father, in the name of Jesus, according to your word, which says I can ask for anything, I'm asking you to put skin back to skin from side to side and top to bottom. I don't want no scab to form on my leg because I don't want a big old scar." How many of you know when a scab forms, a scar forms? I didn't want that. So I said, "Lord, thank you, it's done." Well, I went ahead and worked. I mean, blood run down my shoe and everything. I worked all afternoon. I sheetrocked a whole bunch of that house. I worked 4 or 5 more hours. I come home that night, took my clothes off, and of course my sock, my tennis shoe was all bloody. I washed it out, took my sock off, washed it out and everything, and then I washed all that skin off, and it wasn't bleeding. But you know, there was just raw bone there, no skin at all. So I said, "Lord, I want to thank you." I thought, "Well, I'll put some clean clothes on. I'll run down to Burris's down there, see if I can get some stickless bandage to wrap around that thing. Because if it does kind of bleed at night, I don't want to get the sheets all bloody. You know, I don't like to have to wash sheets that often, you know." So I thought, "I'll just take care of it." So I go down there and get me some stickless bandages and I put around that thing. And I said, "Lord, thank you for healing my leg." Well, I went to church Sunday. And one of the young men there, "What's wrong? Something wrong with your left leg?" I said, "Oh, no, I just kind of scratched it this week." I said, "But it's okay." He said, "Let me look at it." He said, "What some people say is a scratch and what you call a scratch is two different things." I said, "Well, okay." So I said, "I'll only show it to you if you promise not to say nothing about it." Okay, so I pulled my britches leg up and let him look down in there. And he said, "Oh," I said, "Keep your mouth shut. What did I tell you?" He said, "Thurman, that's awful." I said, "No, say praise God, thank you, Lord, that my leg's healed." "Oh, God," he said, "Lord, thank you that Thurman's leg's healed. It looks awful." You see, we go by what we see, do we not? Well, I come home that night after church, and I got my clothes off and a pair of short britches on, and no shoes or nothing, just my leg, you know, and there my son-in-law walks in. "Thurman," he said, "look at that leg." He said, you got that leg's infected. You got blood poison in that leg. He said, "Look at them toes. They're black. Your foot swell." He said, "Let me get in the car. I'm taking you to the hospital right now." I said, "No, Toby, I got the best doctor in the world. His name's Jesus." Now, you see how we're moved by what we see? But the word, what did the word say I could ask for?
Anything.
Now, did he say he would do it instantly for me every time?
No.
No, he did not. But he promised if I walk in faith and obedience to his word, he will do it. Did he not say that? So I stay in faith. I tell Toby finally, I said, "Toby, if you had not anything good to say, then just why don't you go home? I don't want you over here." Now, are you beginning to understand why when Jesus went to raise the little girl from the dead? When he said, "You know, I come to raise her up," and they said, "She's dead." He said, no, she's just sleeping. I'm going to raise her up." "Ha, ha, ha, this fool. Do we know when somebody's dead, this little girl's dead?" He said, "Why don't all of y'all go away? All this unbelief, y'all all get out of here." And he only took a couple of his men in there. And then when he said, "Little girl, get up." And that little 12-year-old girl just got up and she was healed. Now, what can Jesus do? Anything. That's exactly right. Well, I continued to work with that leg. Now, this is a kicker now. It got better every day, but it took 3 months. God didn't do it for me quickly. It took 3 months for my leg to completely heal, from the skin to grow back from side to side and from top to bottom. And today, you cannot tell where I cut that leg. There ain't a mark on it. Now, it took him 3 months. Now then, when you look at that leg after a week and you're 2 weeks and your toes are still swelled and black and all that skin around is blood red, when you look at it, what are you going to do? What are you going to do? You going to give thanks? Most of us don't. Most of us look at it and say, "Oh, God, this face stuff ain't working. He said, it ain't as long as you talk like that. Is that what he said? Faith is not easy. I'm going to tell you, that's why there's almost no faith people in the church today, because they're not willing to stand the ground. We've got too many doctors and too much medication, and you know what we want? Somebody, just like somebody gets a headache. Who ever thought about asking a woman to pray for you with a headache? But you're getting bold. You can pray for a headache now, can't you, girl? And you see results now too, don't you? Isn't it amazing how God is no respecter of persons? That's that little gal there with the faith she's got. Already God's healing headaches, taking them away. And every time he does it, what does it do to your faith? It increases your faith and trust in your King, right? Of course it does. But he loves doing those kind of things for his children that do things in faith. You've got to do things in faith. So if you believe him, just, he says, let him ask in faith, nothing wavering, nothing. For he that wavereth is like a wave of the sea driven with the wind and tossed. For let not that man think he shall receive anything of the Lord. Now, do you think that verse means what it says? If it's written in God's word, in other words, if you say, well, I'm going to come up here and I'm going to repent of all my sins in a few minutes, and you're going to pray for me, and I know I'm healed because we're going to confirm it next Thursday when I go to the doctor and have my test. That ain't the way it works, is it?
No.
You know how long it's been since I've been to a doctor? 25. Yeah, at least 25 or 30 years. I spent one day in a hospital in my entire life. 70 years old, I have spent one day in a hospital. And I went, the company I was working for as an engineer required me to have a physical. I went over to the hospital where they sent me, and when they checked me, the doctor said, there's something wrong with your heart. I ain't nothing wrong with my heart. Now, when a doctor tells you there's something wrong with your heart, what do most people say? Oh my goodness gracious, what, maybe I'm having a heart attack. Is that what we do?
Yes.
Sure, that's what we do. Why do we do that? Because we don't know the word of God. We don't know his promises. I knew his promises. I stood on those promises. I said, no, ain't nothing wrong with my heart.
We're going to stop for today, but we will return at our next scheduled broadcast with more teaching. If you would like to have today's broadcast titled, Leave a Jesus Trail, in its entirety, or any other Living Savior Ministries teaching on CD or DVD, we will be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. You can contact the Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's 940-242-2106. Or you can also listen to any of the Living Savior Ministries teachings online or order them free and postpaid by going to the Living Savior Ministries website at www.tlsm.org. That's www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus.